Springfield's Pure Classic Rock, 104.7 The Cave. Mike the Intern on the phone with my lovely tax lady, Eileen Perry from ProTax Consultants. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Continuing to social distance. Luckily for me, I got my taxes done early this year, so it didn't really affect me. But of course, we've got we're supposed to have a tax deadline in a couple weeks. Obviously, all that stuff's been changed with the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you give us a Reader's Digest version of what's going on?
Sure. The short version of it is that instead of having to file by April 15th, you have to file and pay by July 15th. But if you can't do that, there's always been a provision for an extension to October 15th. But the extension to October 15th is to file, not to pay. But the good news is this year, if you have a penalty doing that, the penalty won't start until July 16th. So you still get a little bit of a benefit there.
That's cool. That's really cool. Now, I've also heard rumblings about the stimulus package and how that we're all supposed to, all of us in a certain range of making money, should be getting a certain amount of money based on individuals, families, kids, all that stuff. And I've heard that it's kind of indirectly tied to the way the taxes work. Is that correct?
It is correct, and it is my understanding, and this is very fluid because I'm getting information daily just like everyone else is, but it's my understanding that if you filed a 2018 tax return, had a refund, and had direct deposit to your bank account, the money will just magically appear for you. If you owed money, they will be mailing you a check, and I believe that the reason they're doing it off 2018 is because of all the people that have yet to file a 2019 tax return.
Okay, so that makes sense. So I guess if your bank's the same and all that's the same, everything's good. I wonder what they're going to do with the people that have changed banks in that time.
That is a very good question. That is a question that I asked and did not get an answer to as of yet. I think that it would be just like normal direct deposit, where if you made a mistake on routing or account number, if you filed your own taxes, or if something happened and you changed banks between the time that you filed your taxes and got your refund, it would just bounce back to the IRS, and then they would just go ahead and mail you a check. 'Cause I asked about this, as well as people that do refund transfers, which is getting your refund back at the location that you had your taxes prepared. We are trying to find out what's going to happen with all of them, because those banks that do that are not really equipped to handle all these deposits. So it's kind of a wait and see right now. And unfortunately, with everyone furloughed at the IRS, getting answers is difficult, to say the least.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, you gave me some really good insight, and the listeners some good insight, Eileen, and I really appreciate that. That answered a lot of questions, and that's some good stuff. So thank you so much, and stay safe during the pandemic. Stay at home.
My pleasure talking to you. Glad you got your taxes done early this year.